Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Susie Jones. I am not Chad Hartman. Chad continues to celebrate love and life in Hawaii with his beautiful family, his oldest getting married. So I'm Susie Jones, normally in the news, but I fill in. I do a Sunday show if you want to get up at 7 in the morning and hear about health. But now I'm going to sit here for 3 hours, and I'm going to work with Dave Harrigan, and we're going to deliver you, hopefully, an enjoyable 3 hours, some information, serious, not serious. We're going to just bring it all to you like a huge feast. Right, Dave? We're going to just put it out there in a smorgasbord.
We're now under 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. We got to build a base, right?
We got to build a base.
Yes. Let's start with the talk radio feast.
Okay.
We'll get you to the next feast in a few weeks.
That's right. And I want to say out of the gates, I told you this before, I am having a good day.
That's great. You're smiling. That's good.
I am. I woke up today.
Always good start.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
And a couple things happened I wanted to share. I'll say, first of all, I have been working on myself, but in a different way, okay? So I am seeing a chiropractor, Nokomis Chiropractic, and it's all about stretching.
Okay.
And water and walking, okay? Those fundamentals.
Very good things for
you. So when you wake up, you drink water. You should drink water.
You have a glass ready for you. Do you put it on the nightstand to go to the kitchen?
No, I went downstairs. I got it at the faucet, my Kinetico water softener drinking system. Mm-hmm. Very good. Little plug. Anyway, so I had water. I stretched. And I was thinking about, what am I going to wear today? Not that it really matters. It's Friday. It's radio, right? Who cares? I could have my pajamas on for Pete's sake. And I found a pair of jeans in the bottom of a drawer. And I thought, I'm going to try these jeans on.
Been there for a while, I'm guessing.
Yep. And they went on, and they fit perfectly.
Oh, that's a great feeling.
Let me tell you, John Williams used to do a great segment on Fridays, Bright Side, what's making you happy, what's ringing your bell today. And let me tell you, jeans fitting nicely rings my bell.
Were those a pair of jeans that maybe you held on to, knowing at one certain point they didn't fit you, but the goal was to
hold on to them?
Make it back?
I don't know about you. I'd love to hear from people on this jeans thing. It's a disaster a lot of times. 651-461-9226. So we're going to say right out of the gates that we really want people involved in the show today. If you have questions, if you want to comment on what I'm talking about, if you want to share a personal story, what have you, right? I think it's going to be very interactional.
The talks, the texts, we like them all.
All of it. So I'm just saying that right out of the gates. So back to jeans. I probably have, I kid you not, 25 pair of jeans.
Oh, my God. That's a sickness.
It is a sickness. And I'll tell you what happens is that I have some that I bought a long time ago that are expensive and they're a size that I don't fit. But I think I'm not going to give those jeans away because they were expensive. So they're sitting there. If, by God, I ever get to that size again, I'm wearing those jeans.
Okay.
I have met, and I am a consignment shopper. I think I told you that.
I don't know if you knew that.
I enjoy, I don't really like shopping, but I like getting good deals. So I'm a big consignment shopper, which when you go to a consignment store, you can get jeans. Lots and lots and lots of jeans. If you go to a good one like Savers or Salvation Army, one of those good places, mm-hmm. they're $6. So yeah. get three pairs.
Not your jeans, though. You're keeping them. No one's getting their hands on your jeans.
Not my special jeans. My special jeans are there. Somebody just said, good topic. So are the jeans that are wide leg, skinny, and ripped up. I mean, jeans is almost like should be a study at the University of Minnesota. Take a class on jeans. They're awful because they change style too. You know, you had the skinny leg. Now they're wide.
Yep.
You go over to Target. You know me, I like Target.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like huge, wide leg.
Yep, you got the wide leg. It used to be the low rise. Now it's back up again.
The mom jeans. So anyway, I'm extremely comfortable today in my jeans, and I'm very grateful to be here. Also, another thing I wrote down, posture. So you're kind of slouching. So put your shoulders back, slouching. Water and sleep are my fundamentals for all my clients. That is a personal trainer weighing in. Mm-hmm. Water, 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 water. People do not drink enough water. And you know how it can tell if you don't have enough water?
You get thirsty a lot?
You get a headache. Your urine is very dark.
Yep.
So check that. That's important. It makes your brain somehow open up a little.
I have the problem, though.
What?
When I try to really, really pound the water, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. they say do the, what, half your body weight in ounces.
Mm.
So if you weigh 150, you're supposed to drink 75 ounces
okay.
a day.
Yeah.
I try that, and I spend half the day in the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's annoying.
Well, it's annoying, but it's a payoff. You are getting the benefit, the health benefit at a small, and I bet you if we had a doctor on, which we're not, we're just going to, you know, chat, you and me and everybody listening, even whoever is listening, I love you all. They're already texting like Bonko.
That's great.
So the point is, I think it subsides. I think once you get to a certain point of saturation, your body, you don't pee as much. It regulates. That's my guess.
Maybe. I haven't experienced that because I get about 2 days into it and say, I'm done with this. I'm not going to fight this fight anymore. I'm going to drink when I'm thirsty, and that's how it's going to be.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to keep going.
Good for you.
651-461-9226. Text already coming in. Love when you do a show. I always love listening to you and Eleanor Mondale. Oh, that's so sad. I miss Eleanor. Let's see. We'll call him Anthony Slouchy. That's funny instead of Fauci. What is this say? Add only 10 ounces a week for those with bathroom issues. So you're getting a little advice. This person says stop the hydro myth. Wow. Maybe we're going to get a doctor on this. I said I want to talk to people. So 651-461-9226. Renee is calling. Good morning, Renee. Thanks for coming. First of all, do you want to talk about water or jeans?
I would like to talk about the jeans hoarding.
Yes.
I probably have double what you admitted to just now on the air. And now it's getting so bad because I'm over 60.
Me
and
too.
And there's some that I just can't give away, and they're starting to come back in fashion.
Right.
And I think that some of the ones that I've kept are the super high waist with a little pleat by the gut that nobody looked good in.
And now they're back.
And they're 100% cotton, so there's no give. And then I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I got to get rid of these. And then my daughter brought up this thing that keeps ringing in the back of my head. Those make me feel uncomfortable, so I'm giving them away.
Right.
But sometimes articles of clothing mean something to me because era of my life. So
right?
I've got an illness.
Man. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're all in there. We're all in it together. I swear we all have 20 to 30 pair of jeans for different times, for different reasons. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I just say, everybody stay out of my business. If I want 45 pair of jeans, it's my business. My daughter, though, I have to tell you this, Renee, because I'm also a marketplace purchaser. I always purchase things on Marketplace.
Okay.
And I have a little bedroom where I just throw everything in. I don't know if anybody else has that. It's a little second bedroom.
I wish I could see it.
Yeah, I should take a picture. It's pretty awful. But anyway, I keep buying dressers to organize it. And my daughter's like, Mom, I am not buying one more dresser for that room or one more bookshelf. And then she said that. I said, well, I'm using it to organize. And she goes, Mom, how many times? She said, I've heard people who are hoarders say the same thing. If you keep buying shelving to keep your stuff, you might have a problem. Oh,
well,
dear.
Tell your daughter that you're not a minimalist. You're a maximalist.
I'm a maximalist. You got that right.
And a dresser full is better than a pile.
There you go. You have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate
you too.
Okay. Yep, this is fun. 651-461-9226. We're going to get started, but we've got a lot of time to talk today. So anything you want to talk about, if you want to chime in, perfect. Somebody just said, I have to say this, Susie, they do have a class at the University of Minnesota. They call it Gene 1-1 or Gene H. You can call if you want to. Genealogy, that's what it is. I wonder if they're telling the truth. Anyway, we'll be back with your texts and calls and more guests throughout the next 3 hours.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, you know the song.
What happened to my vocals?
I don't know. You put your little theme.
Fogarty, come on. That's
oh,
weird.
Susie Q, yeah. Baby, I love you. Susie Q.
That's weird.
Man, so now I know the theme is going to have all songs with Susie in it.
Not necessarily.
Oh!
They are all Susie, Susan, Suzanne related. Some you may hear that name. Others perhaps are performed by somebody of that name.
I have a good name to add
to the list. Some you won't hear it at all.
But you know the tune. One you can add to the list. Can I add to it?
How do you know it's not on the list already?
Well, do you have Frank Sinatra? Have you met Miss Jones?
No.
That is a very fun song.
Is it about Susie or Miss Jones?
Miss Jones, but you know.
That's not the theme.
It has to be Susie?
Yes.
All right. Boy, whose show is this, your show and I'm just performing it?
Yes, it is.
Here's my script.
Today it is.
Here's my script.
I wrote it out for you.
It's 12:23. I'm Susie Jones. That's Dave Harrigan. Chad's on an island somewhere drinking margaritas or Kahlua.
Mai Tais.
Mai Tais.
Something.
Whatever they do in Hawaii. I've never been. Have you?
No, I'd love to.
Me too.
I mean, everyone.
Who wouldn't love to? Right. It's probably going to be on my list as I get older.
Wait,
I'm already older. How about
you get
this?
Time off.
I get a lot of time off. The clock switches on January 1st, so now I'm going to have like flipping 72 days, I think.
Get planning.
I will. You got to have money, too. I got to be careful. I can't spend all my money. Okay, I got a little bit of reprimanded by a texter.
You're in trouble?
Well, I don't know if I'm in trouble. I was just a little dressed down. And I appreciate it because I was sort of joking about having too many jeans. We had our friend on talking about jeans. But this person says hoarding is not a laughing matter. And I do know that. I've been in hoarding houses. No person needs that much of anything.
You said 25 pair of jeans, roughly.
I think so. I'd have to go check. But I give away a lot. They say about consigning is you need to give some back before you can get any more. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now I know Step takes clothes, so I'll give them my clothes. Okay, this hoarding is not a laughing matter. No individual needs that much of anything. It's not just my business. It is also the business of others less fortunate who depend on others to give what they can.
Yeah, they might like those fancy jeans you can't part with.
I will give some of my other jeans away. Our culture, this person writes, is sick with consumerism. I believe that's true. We have too much junk. And this person says, Susie, you are an example of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
But adds, we all have this problem.
We do.
Not just you. So I don't feel singled out.
We are a rather materialistic society in many, many ways. There's no doubt about that. And we just get bombarded with advertising. Almost 24/7.
That we need more.
Yes, pushing us to buy the next thing.
Buy the next thing, the next watch, the next phone, what have you. My neighbor passed away a while ago, and he was a hoarder. And he was also peculiar. Kind, gentle, he was a Quaker. But they pulled out of his house, because they're trying to sell it. A motorcycle was in his living room.
Whoa.
Six snowblowers in the back.
Six snowblowers?
In the house.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a scene. And there's two trucks and a camper on the property that don't run very well. So it is in the process, and I know you and I talked about this, of being cleared of garbage and items. And I think that's a very hard thing to do, to clean out a house. And I want to talk to folks about that. Maybe you have a person in your life that you're responsible for. You can share your story.
Yeah. Well, it's our in-laws. They recently moved to an assisted living apartment from their home. And we're between my wife, it's her parents, and my sister-in-law. They've been doing the lion's share of the work so far, but I'm helping where I can. Others are helping where they can. But they were people that didn't throw away a lot, not hoarders. You know, they didn't have the piles of stuff in the living room and, you know, they didn't have motorcycles and snowblowers in the house. But they kept a lot. And we're dealing with the different mindsets of how to tackle the problem.
Such as,
okay, well, the main goal is to sell the house.
Right.
Because they could really use the money when you move to an assisted living. Kind of ridiculously expensive. It's criminally
ridiculous.
Expensive. It is
horrible.
It's sick.
Yes.
Sickeningly expensive.
Right.
But obviously that's going to be the major source of money. And it's the battle of just, okay, do we try to sell things? You know, the big things, obviously you can, you know, snowblower, you could sell a snowblower, lawnmower, things like that. But, you know, do we go through all the boxes of books and other knickknacks and, you know, frames that were never used? And, you know, do we have a garage sale? Do we post things on Marketplace? Or do we do what I want to do and get a dumpster for 99% of it?
The thing is, when you have an emotional connection to a thing,
yeah,
it is hard to let it go.
And that's why I feel rather useless in this right now.
Well, you should.
Because they, you know, want to go through boxes. They want to go through each room, look through all the stuff. And I have absolutely no emotional connection to any of it. I would say get rid of it, get rid of it. But, you know, my wife and her sister want to actually go through these things and see what they are and find what they are. And my whole point is, where are we going to put it all?
There's also, though, something cathartic. So maybe your wife and her sister are having a moment.
They are. They are having great moments.
So that is a gift.
They found things that were used at my wife's bachelorette party.
Oh!
You can imagine what type of things they were. And they had
imagine.
A very good laugh about them last
See?
Week. And took photos.
I love it. So maybe you're going through this and you have a family story. It can be quite contentious.
Yes,
though.
It can.
Thankfully, this is working for you. But my sister and her husband, his dad died, and one sister wants to keep everything. It can be very, very emotionally charged who's getting rid of what. So maybe you've gone through this. A lot of people have. 651-461-9226. You know that you are welcome to be part of the show throughout the next 3 hours. Love to have you on. Love to get the feedback and the input. Are you moving someone out of a house? Oh, anyway, we've got a lot coming up. In fact, I want to tell people, so I know that on Monday, the Edmund Fitzgerald will mark 50 years since the ship went down. And we are going to talk to someone to actually dive down, not a submersive, not a little capsule, but after our bottom of the hour break with some weather, we're going to talk to a diver. I think it was like in the 70s or
85, 80s. I believe.
85, he did the dive. And we're having a documentary on our air on Monday
yep.
night.
Talk yep.
to Lindsay about that. And I'm very fascinated. I don't know. Are you? Are you interested in shipwrecks?
Oh, I'm becoming much more interested in the Edmund Fitzgerald, to be honest, with all the coverage that's been going on the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Leading up to the 50-year mark.
Right.
And I'm very excited to hear this story because,
one thing,
I mean,
one
to
thing,
go scuba dive to the bottom of Lake Superior to find the shipwreck and swim around, see what you see.
One thing, too, about it, pitch black.
Of course.
Pitch black, several hundred feet down. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Of course, the big mystery, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like Gordon Lightfoot. This person wants to know, what were the items in your wife's bachelorette party? We're not sharing. We're going to do a kid-friendly show today. I imagine it was something a little raunchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for her. You gotta push the envelope.
Exactly. Have some fun.
Have some fun. Life's short. You don't know when you're going. All right. It is, what time is it?
12:31.
Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
All right. And we'll have the weather, too, and it's going to be chilly. So we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texters writing in, love you guys, you're great. One guy said when we were talking about Edmund Fitzgerald, enough about the damn boat already. I understand that there will be a lot of attention on the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. However, I'm fascinated by it, and we are so grateful to have with us on our Coldwell Banker hotline, Terrence Tysel. Terrence, I'm going to read you a little story about Terrence. He was carrying everything he needed to stay alive on his back. One day in September of 1995, as he jumped into Lake Superior and started his death-defying descent, traveling more than 500 feet through dark 34-degree water to the bottom. And we're going to invite him to finish the story. Hi, Terrence. Thanks for coming on today.
I'm frightened just hearing that.
I know, that pretty, right?
That was amazing. And I thought I was traumatized after hearing the weather while I'm waiting on hold. You guys are, how you put a positive spin on 42 degrees with a low tomorrow of 34 is truly amazing. But
well,
you guys are amazing.
My jeans fit this morning, so I'm happy. So, and everything is, I have rose colored glasses on today.
So, a positive spin on the whole day. That's
right, it does. So Terrence, tell me, of course, the Edmund Fitzgerald freight tanker sank in Lake Superior during a storm in 1975, killing all 29 crew members. And only a handful of people have ever visited the wreck, either, as we mentioned before, by a submersible or, in one case, a scuba dive. That was you. First of all, why did you do it?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows, because you have a local person that's somewhere still up in the Midwest, and I haven't been able to talk to Mike Z, as he's known, but he was my dive buddy on that, and I was his. So I definitely didn't do this by myself. It was Mike and I, and I always want to say that, because he's an incredible diver and an incredible friend. So, but yeah, no, we just, it was actually Mike that got me into wanting to do the wreck, because I kind of started it as a logistical challenge and wanted to help Mike achieve a really burning goal of his, which was to dive the wreck. Since the first moment I met him, he had always talked about wanting to dive the wreck, and various situations, kind of played out where he wasn't able to get it done. And then finally, one year at the show that I'm at right now, actually, it's called the DEMA show, which is the Dive Equipment and Marketing Association meeting. I asked him, I said, hey, have you done the fits yet? I didn't hear. And he goes, no, not yet. And I go, when are you going to just do this, man? Come on. I mean, and he goes, well, why don't you help? What, you want to do it? I'm like, if you're serious, we can put this together and put the logistics and the equipment together, and we could probably make this happen. And so that's what we did.
What was that process like?
A lot of training, a lot of experience. I mean, both Mike and I were very, very experienced deep divers prior to that. I mean, just the season before we even did the Fitzgerald, we kept it quiet that we were training for it. But we did wrecks like the Andrea Doria, which are not even half as deep as the Fitz. And then things like the Monitor, Mike helped us out on that, which we were helping do archaeology for the federal government. And then in my personal case, I know Mike was doing tune-up dives in the lakes, and then I was doing deep tune-up dives in the Atlantic off of Florida, where I'm from. And so it culminated with me doing a 600-foot tune-up dive to get ready for the Fitz, because when you're doing something like that, you just don't want the first time you're at that depth to wonder what happens to you physiologically. So, yeah, that's a lot of hard work.
I can imagine. Tell me what a tune-up dive is, and then I have another follow-up.
Well, for me anyway, a tune-up dive is basically doing a complete run-through, just not on the wreck. And so in our case, we did about a 70-foot deeper dive off of the Atlantic on the kind of off the Fort Lauderdale areas. And just to make sure that the gas mixes we thought would work, the decompression schedules that we thought, because a lot of deep diving and mixed gas diving has become far more mainstream in the, you know, many years since we did our dive in the 90s. And so it was a little bit kind of on the edge back then. I mean, it was certainly the deepest wreck dive by significant amounts at that point. And yeah, so we just want to try to iron out everything and see where there might be holes in our plan and practice. And luckily it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I guess. Before I get to actually the dive, what happens to your body when you dive 500 feet?
Well, without boring everybody off the roads, it sounds like you guys have enough traffic to deal with, so we won't try to do that to people. But the main thing is all these gas rules that all of us had to learn and rolled our eyes with in high school, you know, physics and things like that, apply. I mean, literally any one of you in the studio could do this dive. I mean, you breathe in, you breathe out, you repeat as necessary, and I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but there's issues with everything from gas toxicity issues and how well you can handle the large inert gas loads, because every gas makes you breathe has gases that change their behaviors the deeper you go. I mean, we all know this in the most basic level is, oh, I dove down last summer into my swimming pool, my ears started to hurt. Well, because your body is dealing with pressure, and that just gets worse and worse and more involved and more discreet the deeper you go down to 400 or 500 feet, where even the gases that we normally breathe on at the surface and we're talking with now become very toxic at those depths.
So tell us about the day. You and Mike Z head out onto Lake Superior in a boat and say, let's go.
Yeah, we had a incredible boat captain, a wonderful boat, not a huge boat, but a really well-outfitted boat. And we had two other unsung heroes, a guy named Marl Porcelli and a guy named Ken Furman, that were our support divers. And these are the guys that did all the hard work and did most of the worrying so that Mike and I could look good. I mean, so what happens is this was supposed to be the first day of diving the actual wreck for what we had hoped to be almost a week-long series of dives. And we had done two dives prior to that in the Whitefish Bay area, and it was really wonderful. And we just wanted to get our cameras down and get all that to make sure that it all was good. And then so everybody felt good, so we dove out there, and, you know, our support divers helped us get ready, get dressed, get in the water, get all the tanks going, and then they would prep their tanks that they were going to meet us on the way back up with. And so, by that point, it's you've talked about it, you've planned it ad nauseum, and you've checked everything 15 times. So now it's time to, hey, let's execute this. And that's where, you know, I always joke about the old movie The Right Stuff and Alan Shepard's astronaut prayer, and it's like, please God, don't let me mess up, right? Because now you don't want, after all this work and all the money and the time has been expended, you don't want to be the person that screws something up by doing something dumb. So Mike and I went down. took us a little longer than we had thought.
How long?
Just because I want to say we hit the bottom. Oh, gosh, you would ask me a question like this.
I don't know.
I want to say it took us probably closer to 9 minutes because we really wanted to try to get down pretty quick. And our plan was to take traditional compressed air down to roughly 200, 240 feet in that range, then switch to what's known as our bottom mix, which is a 9.6 oxygen, 62% helium mix, and then the rest of it's nitrogen, and then take that down for the rest of the way. So effectively another 250, 200 or so feet. And then we obviously couldn't hook the wreck. We couldn't anchor it because it wasn't done, and we didn't want to be seen as disrespectful. So it was a perfect day for this. And so we slid down a Kevlar camera cable and then went down to that. And we ended up coming down on the port side of the bridge on the bow section. And it was really something. It took us a little bit longer to go down, probably closer to 9 or so minutes. And our first bottom time was planned for about 15. And so being deep divers like we are, we kind of ended up going down toward the bottom first. And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, her bow is just, you can see where she just crashed into the bottom and her bow knifed into what looks to me, I'm not a geologist, but it's just huge clay sediment blocks. These are boulder, Volkswagen, in some case, house-sized chunks of stuff. And then we literally just made our way up her port side toward the bridge area. And as we came abreast of what I guess would be her main weather deck, right there at the main bridge, I allowed myself a gratuitous thing, and I just reached my hands out and just, you know, kind of gripped the rail with both hands. And that's when it really hit me. It's just like, wow, this is a special place. And I've been lucky to dive a lot of really amazing things, you know, with sailors and soldiers that have died on wrecks all over the world from World War One, World War Two, and so on. But it was neat. And then everybody, you know, tried to create controversy at the time. It's like, oh, were you guys looking for bodies or trying to figure out why she sank? And it's like, yeah, I'm not a marine engineer. I'm not going to lend new insight into this. And as far as bodies, we're not ghoulish. You know, we were trying to not become 30 and 31 is how we looked at it. And so we explored briefly the bridge area, and then our bottom time was up, and we started our long, long dark ascent up, and with our first decompression stop at about 430 feet, which is where we switched to another mix that made it easier on our physiology, and then up to the air depths again around 250, and then around 200, our support divers met us and had extra gas if we needed it, and took bottles off that we didn't need, and basically mother henned us all the way to the surface, and then when we got to the surface, we did another 30 minutes on pure oxygen and rested and relaxed, and then, you know, got on board and started thinking another 30 minutes on O2 and started thinking that we might get away with this first dive and with no injuries and no problems. And we were feeling pretty proud of ourselves. And so we started motoring back in, and it couldn't have been minutes after we made it behind the shelter of Whitefish Point that lake's weather just turned on a dime, and something that up until that point I had thought was maybe it's a lake, no big deal, you know, and then she proved to us that she's not, she's an inland sea. And on the way back in, we're watching a 1,000-foot ore freighter take water over her bridge, which is probably 30, 35 feet above the lake. I mean, not waves, but spray and stuff. And I was like, whew. And then the weather just shut down on us. Storms came through and lightning. And so that was the one dive we were able to get out of that whole week.
I'm just aghast. My mouth is open. I just, honestly, I'm stunned. I don't even know what to say. So my question is sort of, how has it changed you? Has it changed you? Is it emotional? Is it spiritual? Like, what that which happened that you just described seems to me would be somewhat life-changing. I don't know. Tell me what it was like for you.
Oh, well, I mean, it's again, the thing that Mike and I have always tried to articulate is the incredible privilege that for us to be able to visit that site. And you know, we never planned on being the only people to do it, but we were the only scuba divers to do it, which is, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing, a pretty neat thing. But I'd like to think that, you know, and I could be engaging in fantasy, but it would be nice to know that the guys that died at their work and their job trying to make a living for their family on that lake appreciated, hey, you know what? there's two guys that went through a lot and risked a lot just to go pay their respects, because that is what we did. We've never released a single picture. We've never released any of the video, which was not some world-class cinematic experience anyway. But the family shortly after that, you know, asked if we had taken video, and we told them, yes, we did. And by this time, hard copy, I think, was one of the TV shows at the time, wanted some shots of us on the wreck. And I'm like, well, it doesn't bother me. But then we found out the families were not super pleased. And then so I got in touch with, I guess it was the head of the Survivors Association. And they were super gracious. I mean, they were never rude to us. And I'd like to think that we showed them politeness. And I don't think they ever really were thrilled that we did it, but they did ask. It's like, hey, if you have any video, or you know, what's your thoughts? And like, being hopefully a semi-clued and individual, I said, well, where are you going with this? And they're like, we would like you not to show that footage and get rid of it. And I'm like, okay. I mean, if that's all it takes for us to prove the spirit in which we visited that wreck, that's fine. And that's what we did. We erased it, and we never sold a frame of it to anybody, never showed it, and it doesn't even exist. So So it was incredible.
Terrence, thank you so much. I am so grateful to have the chance to talk to you. It was riveting, and I'm grateful that you did it and that you survived. And on to dive many more times. Terrence, thanks again for your time. We wish you all the best.
You're so welcome. So what we got to do next time is let's get you guys in the water, maybe not to the fits, but you have some incredible shipwrecks, shallow, right near you. So let's get you guys diving.
All right, I'll give it a shot. I might start in like Belize, and then I'll come back to the cold water.
That's a whole other story. Look up the Great Blue Hole of Belize. That's another one we were lucky enough to be at the bottom of.
Wow. All right, dude, good to talk to you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day, and have a happy holidays.
You too. Terrence Tysel with us again. Dove in human form to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's cool. That's a cool story.
That was so cool.
That was fun.
Unexpected. I didn't know that they did it not for money, not for pictures, not to find out what happened. Kind of different.
To do it.
Just to do it. And to be respectful and pay respects, and honestly pay respects by getting rid of the pictures. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was awesome. It is about 53 past.
You got it.
We're getting close to the top of the hour. A lot of people saying it was a good interview, so we will put that up on our website if you want to listen
again.
It'll
be up very quickly. We'll get it.
Okay. So we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.